Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Hei Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began Simin Shin Ayin Vav yesterday, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to finish it today. And we're dealing here with a well that is between two courtyards in yesterday's share, and today it's going to be between two courtyards in a different type of structure, and you can see what we're talking about already in Dear Shu footnote number 13 in the diagram over there. So yesterday, the well was in the middle of a courtyard that was separated by a wall, separating the left side of the courtyard from the right side of the courtyard, and they didn't make a single layer of chatzeros. Today, you have two courtyards that are totally separate. They're not connected to each other, and there's a well in between them in a certain type of setup. And what is the halacha? Can you draw from that well on Shabbos up into the houses using a bucket from the windows of the house? So the Mechaber tells us, Sith Beis, Be'er, this well, Shebe'emtza Hashvil, it's in the middle of a path that is Bein Shnei Kosle Chatzeros, that is between two walls of two separate independent Chatzeros. You have the Chatzer on the left and the Chatzer on the right, and this well is located in a Movui. As we'll point out in Dear Shu, footnote number 14, this is a Rishus HaYochid, this Shvil over here. Sheilu HaShvil Zeh Mefulush Mishnei Tzidov LeKarmelis, if it was open on both sides into a Karmelis or into Rishus HaRabim, so then in Simon Shin Nun Dalet we learned Sha'asur Lidlos Mehabor Kishu Rochok Dalet Tvach Mehabatim, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and draw up water from the houses from this well using a bucket. Unless you had a wall surrounding the well that was more than your tefachim, making into Rishus HaYochid. So in this case, we have it a mavui, as you can see in the diagram. It's enclosed on the far side, and it's therefore a mavui. It's halachically a Rishus HaYochid, and therefore you are allowed in these circumstances to draw up water from your courtyard, from your house in the courtyard, from this well. So this is true, the Mechaber tells us. You can draw up the water over here. In the first case that we're going to discuss, as you can see in the diagram, it's talking about a distance from the window of the wall. There's more than four tfachim to the well on both sides. The courtyard on the right and the courtyard on the left are each more than four tfachim away from the lip of the well. In this situation, the halach is shneim mimala mimena, both windows. The people in the courtyard on the right going through their window, dropping a bucket into the well, and the people on the left going through their window, dropping a bucket into the well, even though it's more than four tefachim away, are allowed to do so. Shneim mimala mimena, the einon tzrichim zizin al gabon, and you don't need some sort of a projection coming out from the wall that you're going through, as we had earlier in Shulchan Aruch. In certain situations, there was a cooler that was allowed because we had a hole in a projection going down into the well. You don't require that over here. And the reasoning is because the only reason not to do this would be because the other courtyard is ruining it for you, because you're drawing from Rishus HaYochid. So She'ein Adam Oser Al-Chaver or Derech Avir, because the only thing that they would be, so to say, ruining it for you is through their air. And therefore, we don't have a courtyard able to ruin it through another courtyard, just through Derech Avir. Now let's understand this a little bit better. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, talking here, Hainu, Sheyesh Kimin Mavui Katun, as I already explained, you have the well is located in a Mavui, that's Mavsik Bein Shtei Chatzeros, that's in between these two courtyards, Vu Shayach L'Shtei Chatzeros, and both courtyards have the halachic right to use this well. The issue footnote number 15 points out, if the bear belonged to one of the courtyards, obviously that courtyard could ruin it, and the other courtyard couldn't ruin it for you. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds over here that even if during the weekday, let's say the right courtyard owned this well, and they allowed the people in the left courtyard to use the well during the weekdays, but on Shabbos it reverts, so to say, to belonging totally to the people in the right courtyard, because we can't say by their being nice and letting the left courtyard use it during the week that they would be ruining for themselves on Shabbos, that you shouldn't be allowed to go and take it. And therefore, in this situation, the Mishnah continues, the bar is in the middle, be'emtza, u'mashal shel adli l'socho, and you lower down your bucket into the well, derech halom via the window, shebekol shel ha-chatzeros, this is in the wall of the chatzeros, as we've already explained. Sivkon Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, miloshun zeh, it's from the language over here of the Mechaber, mashma, the kol sheken kishimufleges pachos me'arba tvachim. We said you're allowed to do this even if it's more than four tvachim, so it's clear that if it's less than four tvachim from the window to the well, certainly you can do this. And the reasoning is, vatam, the tashmishu derech alone, via using the window, svira law l'dei azu, the tomid mikre derech avir. This is certainly called derech avir, ben kishu muflag arba tvachim, ben pachos me'arba tvachim, whether it's more or certainly less than four tvachim according to this shita. And the fact that he says over here, certainly you should be able to use it if it's less than four tefachim, the lo mibaya imupachas mi'arba tefachim, the tashmishu benachas lechotzer asamuch. We certainly allow you to do this if it's less than four tefachim because it's very easy to drop the bucket from the window right down into the well. So certainly, if it's so easy to use, the other courtyard can't ruin it for you. But even if it's a little bit more difficult to use, you have to toss the bucket to get it into the well and then draw it up. Nevertheless, the gam lechotzer asamuchin benachas, even though it's not easily used, the other courtyard can't ruin it for you, since it's only the airspace, so to say, that's ruining it for you. Therefore, they don't have the right to ruin it for you, as we pointed out. The issue footnote number 16 brings down another reason from the Tetzaveh Shabbos. He says, because if it's less than four tefachim, it's halachically a mokum ptur, and therefore, there is no problem for each side going through a mokum ptur to go get the water from the well. The issue footnote number 17 points out, what happens if one side is within four tefachim and the other side it's more than four tefachim or exactly four tefachim? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in that situation, you give it to the side that's within four tefachim, because for them it's usage benachas, the other side is a little bit more difficult. As we already pointed out, if one side has benachas, the other side has more difficult, we always give it to the side that has benachas. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel says further, the Einon Tzrichin Ziz, you don't need any sort of a projection coming out from the wall in order to go down through it. As opposed to in a different situation where the Gemara talks about that you definitely needed to have a projection going out, at least somewhat, in order to be able to go and pull up water from a bar. That should be recognizable, that you're not pulling it up directly, that you shouldn't come to go and take from Rishus. That would be if it were a different Rishus. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'davko kishena chaseros pesuchos lashvil, rak v'chalonos. He brings down from the Torah in the Magid Mishnah that this is only true, that you're allowed to do this, if there is no doorway going from each chotzer into this shvil over here. Then it's only the avir over here. But if there were a doorway going from each courtyard into the shvil, then you wouldn't be allowed to go and lower something down through the windows. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yudalit, Da'oz havi tashmisho milui hadli min haber rak derech avir. In this situation where there's no doorway, then the only way to get it is going through the window. Avo kishyesh besochim me'achatziris l'shvil, if there were doorways going into the shvil, imkein oso ha'shvil rishush shneyem shall let this bow, then this shvil is really functionally used by both courtyards, and if they didn't make an erev chatziris together, so then each one would ruin it for the other. Shneim sholotos ban, tomit b'tashmish gomor, they have full rights to use it, v'alkein osu l'shtamish bo, afilu derech halonos, and they wouldn't be allowed to use it even via the windows unless they made an erech hatzeros together. The heavy hashvil kechotzer sheno morevitz, because then the shvil is like a courtyard that's not made with an erech hatzeros, v'also kozman shalo erev b'yachad, and you can't go from houses into this courtyard without going and making an erech hatzeros. And therefore, v'afilu hatzoa zizil omahani, in that situation, even projections wouldn't help you at all. The Ramah continues and he says further, the Yeshomer, he brings down another opinion that says, Dim Einan Muflogim Arba, if you don't have a distance of four tvachim from the window to the well, so then Asurim in this situation, Afilu Bechihai Gavni, even when you don't have any doors going into the Shvil. So this is a much more Machmer opinion over here that says that if it's less than four tvachim, you can't. Why is this? The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Tesvav, Deyazu Svirla, this opinion holds, Lehefuch Midiach Maisa, the exact opposite of the first opinion. Dein Lahatir, this opinion says you can only go and lower from the window if there's more than four tvachim. Rak Dafki Shabar Muflog Bin Kosle Chatzir is Arba Tvachim. Not, and certainly if it's four tvachim or more, you can do this, but only if it's four tefachim or more does the second opinion say you can use it. Because the Ozrik Mikri HaTashmish Derech Avir, in that situation, you're saying that the Tashmish is via the air, and one air courtyard can't ruin it for the other. Avo Kishu Pachos Mi'arba Tefachim L'Shneim, but if it's within four tefachim, so then Lo Mikri Derech Avir, then it's not called that you're using through the air. Elechoshiv HaTashmish L'Shneim Benachas. In this situation, paradoxically, since it's so easy for each side to use, they both have Shlita on it. And therefore, if they didn't make a single Erev Chatzeros, they actually Osrin Zeh Al Zeh. They ruin it for each other. And this is true, afilu im ein pesachim lechatzeros. This is true even if there are no other doorways into the shvil from each of the courtyards. V'tashmishon hu rak derech halona shebekosel. And even if the only way to get to this water is via the window. If it's within dalet tvachim, this opinion says it's no good. How do we paskin? So Mishnah Berurah says, upasku achronim. You can see in Shaar HaTzion, Os Yud Tes, He brings down the name of Lavush, the El Yerab, or the Graz. He says that the opinion of the Das Rishon is the Rambam, which is the Das Yechidai. And he says the Rashba, the Ritva, the Tur, the Rabbeinu Yerucham all hold like this Rashi. There's even a Tosis that says even more Machmir, and he doesn't even understand why they don't bring the more Machmir opinion as well. In any event, the Mishbur says, Upas Kuachronim Kideyazu, like the more Machmir second opinion over here. Now we go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Shtei chatzeros ubeneim shlosha charavos. You have over here two courtyards, and you have three runes in between them. A charava is a rune. And you can see this very nicely in Dirshu footnote number 19 in the diagram, where you have all the way on the left a house or houses surrounded by a wall. That's courtyard on the left. Then you have, similarly, all the way on the right, you have a courtyard surrounding wall around several houses. And then in between, you have three separate churvos that are breached to each other, 10 amos. As a result, all three courtyards are actually connected, and the windows over from the chatzar on the right and the chatzar on the left can actually throw something all the way through because of all the breaches in these three runes in between. Shibur in Sivkot and Tezayin says, She'ein b'hem duyorin, nobody lives over here in these three runes. Upruzo zula zubiosi b'yasar amos, as I already pointed out, they're all breached to each other with breaches of more than 10 amos. V'yeshu kol achas me'achatzeros chalonos pesuchos le'acharov u'shetzlam. And each of the courtyards respectively, all the way on the left, all the way on the right, they each have a window that opens up into the respective rune that is closest to them. So there's the right rune, the middle rune, and the left rune. The left rune opens by a window into the left courtyard, and the right rune opens via a window into the right courtyard. And each one of the courtyards can throw stuff into its rune, use it like as a refuse area via the window that goes from its courtyard into the rune adjacent to it. But technically, you could actually throw it all the way through into the middle rune or into the other far-sided rune as well, because they're all connected via breaches. So again, the Mechaber tells us, you have this structure over here, Shtei Chatzeros, the two courtyards, the left and the right, and B'neim, you have the rune that's to the right, the rune that's to the left, and the rune that's in the middle, Shlosha Charavos. They're all adjacent to each other with breaches in between them. So the halacha is, Kol Echad Mutar Ba'oso She'etzlo. The right courtyard can throw into the right rune, the left courtyard can throw into the left rune, Mutar Ba'oso She'etzlo, Lishtamish Ba'derech Halonas via the windows, Ayidei Zrika. That is halachically allowed. What about the middle rune, Va'em Tzoyis? Muteris l'shtem, both sides can use it over here. We do not say that even though they both have the same level of access to it, that it should be ruined, but since nobody is using it, it doesn't have anybody living in there, it's not currently used by anybody, so then both sides are able to use the middle rune. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin explains, Hoel, the Ein Lo Bo Tashmish Gomer B'chol, since these runes don't have any real purpose during the weekday, they're just dumping grounds. She'ein Lo Pesach Pasuch Lo El Chalon, then the only way to get to this from the courtyard is via the window. So therefore, all the breaches in between the middle rune to the two outer runes, all of those breaches aren't halachically considered significant, and therefore we view the right rune as being a separate entity, the left rune as being a separate entity, and they're allowed to go and use it. So the right rune is allowed to be used by the right courtyard, and the left courtyard doesn't ruin it. The left rune is able to be used by the left courtyard, and the right courtyard doesn't ruin it. Even though technically the people in the right courtyard can throw stuff all the way out into the left rune, Ayidei Zrika, Shezorech Derech Avir Shelo Bepirtso Atol Chor Bazu, since there are huge breaches in between all these runes, you could technically throw something quite a distance from the right house and the right courtyard, you could throw all the way into the left rune, and vice versa. From the left rune, you could throw it all the way through the left rune and the middle rune into the right rune. Nevertheless, mikol mokum kivin shel chaveru ein lo botashmish, he doesn't have easy access to it. Kimaydei zrika b'avi mirachok, he's only going to access the farthest rune from his courtyard via a very difficult throw. And yochel eser lo, he doesn't ruin it. And therefore, the right courtyard uses the right rune on Shabbos. The left courtyard uses the left rune on Shabbos, and they both use the middle courtyard. Sivkot Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah says, abu b'shel chaveru ein yochel shtamish bo b'shabbos aydei zrika b'avi. But the left courtyard can't use the right rune. The right courtyard can't use the leftmost rune that they should osur olav. The he shayoches lo yose, because each one of them is more easy to use the rune adjacent to it. Sheesh lo ba gam tashmish noach shelo aydei avir, because they could just drop it down into it without throwing it. So since the right courtyard can use the right yun very easily, and the left courtyard can only use it with difficulty, we give it to the right courtyard, and vice versa for the left rune, and the middle rune, Vayim Tzayis, Sivkot and Yutes, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shiomedes Bishova Ben Shteya Charavos, is Muteres Lishneyim. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof explains, Kivin Shiruchoka Mishneyim, it's equally distant from both of them. Vein Lishneyim Botashmish, neither of them can just drop something into it. Kimai Dezrika, they have to throw it to it. Ba'avir Derech HaCharavos Esmuchzlo, the only way you can get from the right courtyard into the middle rune, or from the left courtyard into the middle rune, is to go and pass through the rune that's adjacent to them. So you have to throw it there. Aide Zriko Ba'avir. Therefore, Einosrum Zelzia. Therefore, Avir doesn't rune it, and therefore they both have rights to the middle rune. The Chofetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha, Dibri of Maskel, Ubeneim Shlosha Charavos, says that this is all Das Rashi over here. The Dafko Kishain Lecharavos Bolim Acherim. Nobody else owns these runes over here. They're abandoned. Elabale Chatzir Shutimhen. But the courtyards, so to say, have the rights to them over here. They're abandoned for everybody else. The original owners maybe of these runes, but the two courtyards have joint usage of them. The Imhoyulem Balam Acherim, because if there was anybody else over here, Afogad the Kaimalon, Besa Tevin, Lafish, Ain, Besa Dira, Ain also, even though if it doesn't have people dwelling in it, normally doesn't ruin it, this would be different over here. Hainu Shena Oseras Alachem, it wouldn't ruin it for somebody else. Avo Besochem, you also Latalda, but certainly within it you can't go and carry. And you wouldn't be allowed to go and use this if other people had rights there as well. And this is the opinion of the Balaam Or as well, the Chidushi Arashba, and the Das of the Raivit. However, he brings down Tosos in the name of the Ri, disagrees with this Rashi, and he holds that Filu Yeshlem Balaam, even if there are other owners in the runes, Gam Kimut Lefishena Bezdira, because they don't dwell there, it's not a house, they don't ruin it. And this is the opinion of the Rosh and the Rashba, and as well, this is the opinion of the Tur and the Or Zeruah, the Reni Yerucham, also says this. And the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Ulepela ala shulchan or shloivi daita bzeh. Why didn't he bring this opinion? So he wants to suggest that maybe, since he just says this din stam, he's clearly showing that he holds over here that there is no difference whether there are other owners of the runes or not. He holds the din is the same, that they don't ruin it. And in fact, this is the way he brings down the Levush, passing this behedja, afilu b'yeshlam balam, even if the runes have other owners over here, this is all the psaka de graz, it doesn't ruin it. The Chaba continues and he says, "V'im hayu shloshtan smuchos lebatin." If, however, you have a different arrangement, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 22 in the diagram there, and you can also see this in the Tziurim at the bottom of the next page, Os 1. And we're basically talking about the same structure, except instead of having a middle rune in the middle, you have the middle rune at the top. So it's exactly corresponding to both the left rune and the right rune, as you can clearly see in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 22. And in this situation, in Hayu Shloshtan Smuchos Labatim, every rune is attached in some way to the houses over here. Shaiso Ayem Tzoyes, Kineged Ashtayim Kishlosha Roshi Kankan, it's like at the top, it overlaps both of the two middle runes, so at one side, it's also adjacent to the left rune. On the other side, it's adjacent to the right rune. So in this situation, kol echad muta b'charba shel etzlo, they're each able to use the rune that is solely adjacent to them and not adjacent to the other side. And the shlishis now, which was previously emtsayis, that is going to be akrova l'shtei chatzeros. That's going to be now ruined because each one has easy access to it and they didn't make an erev chatzeros asur l'shtein. It wouldn't be allowed to be used by any of them. Mishmur explains the Sivkon Chof Aleph, Rotzalomar, Shoyso Mishucha, Kineged Orech Shtei Acharavos, Umagia Shtei Roshel, Lushtei Acharos. As I explained, this is diagram number 22, or you can see the Tziurim at the bottom in a more schematized way. So in this situation, Mishmur Sivkon Chof Beis, Asur Lushtein, the top one that's adjacent to both, the rune at the top, is not allowed to be used by anybody without an Erev Chatzeros. Since each of them can easily use it, so it's both of them benachas, and therefore, without an Erev Chatzeros, also zelzer. And even though each of their respective rune that's only adjacent to them is also open into this top rune, it doesn't ruin it. Since there's no real tashrus over here other than a dumping ground, so the rabbis didn't ask it over here, that this should be considered breached into it from the rune that's adjacent to the right, the rune that's only adjacent to the left, just because they're open into the rune at the top, so that doesn't ruin it. And this brought down the name of Rashi. Siv Dalit, the Mechaber writes, Beis HaKisiv, you have a bathroom over here, Shebein Shtei Batim, that's in between two houses over here, V'lo Erev Yachad, they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros in this bathroom. So, Rishus Shneim Shalet, is both houses have the rights to this bathroom over here, and therefore vasurim, they ruin it for each other. You wouldn't be able to carry something from the house into the bathroom. And then he tells us in the Ramah, Ayin le'el simin shin nun hey. So the Mishbura explains what happened over there. Sivkot and Chav Gimel, the Mishbura says, if you go back, look, Ayin le'el simin shin nun hey Siv Gimel, in the Hagon, the Ramah over there, in the Mishbura, the Ma'arish, Shemoko, Mosha, Besakis, Yamuyuchad, L'chol, Echol, Levado. The actual toilet was each separately designated for each house. But underneath it, where the waste actually goes, Mokom Achafiro, Shalamata, Shatso, and Ophelisham, where the waste goes over there, Hayusha Stand. That belonged jointly to both of them. Therefore, L'chain also, because it's like you're transferring from your house into a different Rishus. The Mosim Rishus, L'Rishus HaShutvim. You're going into now a joint area, Shalom Erev Imad, where you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. Avalim Gam, Mokom Moshe, Yashayach L'Shtem, Mut. Then if they both owned the whole thing over here together, then you'd be allowed to. If they didn't have a separate bathroom, a separate toilet, and the whole thing was owned jointly, they'd be allowed to use it. Sivkot and Chavdal, the Mishmur says, learn the Ramah over there, Sivkimu, Prate Dinim, more about these Dinim, Gam Mishoch, Avlo Eir, if you forgot to make an Erev Chatzeros, but the Evid Mutu Lefanos, the Golu Kovar Brios, you'd be allowed to use this because of Kovar Brios, even if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. With that, we conclude Simin Shin Ayin Vav and today's Shir.